Hello.
Hello, Marie. It's Daniela.
How are you, Daniela?
I'm okay.
There was some hesitation in that.
Well, I'm sick, but I can't miss this one, you know? And It's funny. It's funny because my throat has just been on fire, and I couldn't help but wonder about that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was actually thinking of asking that question when other people got on the call. I was going to say, has anyone's throat been bothering them this week?
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is, since we're working on the throat chakra, all these things about the throat are going to be coming up into your awareness. And sometimes when they come up unconsciously through the body. And it can literally cause a sore throat, because a sore throat is a manifestation of spiritual energy that's getting blocked in throat. So I'm not surprised that you have a sore throat right now.
Yeah, it's been the last few days. It's been coming on, and today was just like unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how it works.
I couldn't help but think that maybe, you know, there was a connection there. So I thought, well, I've got to do this, because either way, after I do this, I'm sure it'll go away if I do it or don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. By doing this workshop, you're going to be helping yourself clear the energy that's causing the throat pain, the sore throat. So you made the right decision by being on the call.
Super. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we're just going to be waiting for a few other people to come onto the call.
Maybe their throats are hurting.
Yeah, maybe they had sore throats as well, and you know, they decided not to come on the call. Yeah, or maybe the post Thanksgiving dinner family get together was too much for people, and they're hibernating right now.
Yeah,
actually, I had an interesting experience on Thanksgiving regarding speaking my truth.
Oh. And cover there today.
Yeah. So this is in a little snapshot. I'll just explain what happened. So we're having Thanksgiving at my brother and sister-in-law's house, and everyone in the family was invited, including my boyfriend's parents. Everyone was invited except for one of the brothers and that's brother's girlfriend. So originally the parents weren't supposed to come on Thanksgiving. They were supposed to meet us for brunch the next day. So technically they weren't going to be with everyone on Thanksgiving. Well, they decided at the last moment, no, that they wanted to come to Thanksgiving dinner with everyone else except for the one brother and sister. I mean, one brother and the brother's girlfriend. So at the family dinner, we're sitting there having, you know, the Thanksgiving turkey, and the mother of the family, so my boyfriend's mother, says to everyone at the table, okay, I don't want anyone telling David, you know, David and his girlfriend, Marlena, that me and your father, meaning the mother and the father of the family, that we came here for Thanksgiving, because I don't want their feelings to be hurt. I don't want them knowing that everyone was here and they weren't. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there saying to myself, oh my, I don't want to keep secrets and I don't want to lie. And if they ask me directly, you know, I'm not going to sit there and lie. And then I said, well, so I thought to myself, okay, so I have to say something to my boyfriend's mother. So, of course, I was sitting right next to her, you know, at the table, and I turned to her and I just said, I'm sorry, but I can't do secrets anymore. I said, the last time I did a secret, it exploded in everyone's face, and I still feel bad about participating in the last family secret. So I said, no. I said, if I get asked, about who came to Thanksgiving dinner, I'm not going to lie that you and, you know, the mother and the father of the family were there. So she kind of sat back and said, oh, well, at least just don't bring it up. You know, you don't have to offer the information. I said, if they ask me directly, I'll say something. I said, but otherwise, I usually don't talk very much to them anyway, so it probably won't just come up in casual conversation. I said, but I'm not going to lie about you guys being here. So she's like, okay. So I was thinking, oh, great. I'm starting a family feud. She's going to hate my guts. She's going to be pissed off at me because I refused to go along with everyone else because no one else at the table said anything. Everyone just sat there and was like, oh, great. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So the past couple of days I've been thinking, oh, I wonder what's happening with that. And I told this story that I'm telling you guys right now. I told this last night to the people in my meditation group. Well, wouldn't you know, this afternoon I open up my emails and there is a letter from my an email from my boyfriend's mother saying, you know, Marie, I thought about what you said about, you know, keeping secrets in the family. And she said, and I decided I didn't want to keep that a secret. So I told David and Marlena that yes, we were there at Thanksgiving dinner. And she says, and I don't want to have to worry about hurting someone's feeling by telling the truth anymore. And she thanked me in the letter for standing my ground over this issue.
That's so great.
So that's like my speaking my truth story for Thanksgiving, because I just was saying I cannot keep my mouth shut about this, because the last time I acquiesced to keep the family, secret, the secret came out and I felt like crap because I withheld information from someone who could have used that information, So anyway, so everyone who's coming on the line, I was just, telling my little Thanksgiving Day secret, my little Thanksgiving Day story about speaking my truth and how it relates to owning your throat chakra and finding your voice. Danielle had just told me that she has a sore throat, and she's had a sore throat for a couple of days now, and I was I'm not surprised, and I was wondering how many other people on the call may have a sore throat or may have, choked on something recently or found themselves, stuttering over their words. I used to, let me think, when I was in my, right around 30 years old, I was working for this company, and this company was a Dutch-owned company. So it was a very small company. I think there was, at the time that I was there, there was only 8 full-time employees. Only 2 of them were American-born. Everyone else was originally from Holland. And for some really weird reason, as soon as I started working at that company, I found myself stuttering, like, all the time. But I would only stutter when I was at work. I wouldn't stutter at home. I wouldn't stutter if I was talking to my friends on the phone. I would only stutter at work. And it was because there was this kind of like skewed information, like the communication space between me and the people from Holland. Not that there was anything bad, but it was like we were operating on different communication wavelengths. So here I was trying to communicate the way I normally do, and because of cultural differences, I started stuttering because that wasn't what they wanted to hear, or they didn't want me presenting it in the way that I presented it. So here I was, someone who was originally like pretty much grew up in the New York metro area. I grew up in northeastern New Jersey, 15 minutes outside of New York City, so I had a very direct to the point way of communicating. And these people from Holland were very much laid back, and everything was about, socializing with everyone. And you never, it was interesting, you never got to the point within the first 4 or 5 sentences. It was always these pleasantries. And here I am, the complete opposite. I was just, go right ahead and go right to the point. So I found myself stuttering. So couple of years later when I started doing energy work and taking classes and stuff, I went, oh, my God, that's why I had a stuttering problem. And wouldn't you know that as soon as I left the company, this stuttering problem disappeared. Like, I didn't stutter anymore because I was back in a group of people that didn't have those cultural differences or that I was working through. So those are my two of my throat chakra stories.
Oh, great.
All right, so I think, let me just look at the time. I think it's already past. Yes, it is past time. All right, so I'm going to turn on the conference recording. Let's see, conference recording, okay. All right, on, okay. All right, so hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to tonight's telemed, which is say hello to your fifth chakra and find your voice. My name is Marie LaRotunda, and I am a clairvoyant reader, healer, and teacher. Okay, any of you who are new to these telemed teleseminars, I am going to start, we always start off by doing certain types of practices. And the first one is proper body positioning. So for these workshops, I would like everyone to be seated upright in a chair with your feet flat on the ground and your palms upright in your laps. And I'm going to put everyone on mute right now. And, okay, so everyone is muted, and everyone is hopefully sitting in a chair. And you could be obviously sitting on a sofa. The idea is to be sitting upright with your feet on the ground, not having your knees or your ankles crossed, and also not having your arms crossed in front of your body. The reason I do this is because it keeps the energy flowing through the system more easily. And also, if you get into the practice of sitting in this posture, your body and your spirit start to become accustomed to, oh, as soon as you sit in this posture, you're going to be going into a meditative frame of mind. So it's very much to your benefit to maintain this type of posture during your practice, because it's a great way if, say, you're having a hard day and you come home from work, you can just sit on your chair in this position, and your body will remember, oh, wait, it's time to kind of turn my mind into that meditative place, and it'll help you drop into that space quicker. So that's the reason why when I teach these workshops, our body postures are always the same posture. All right. So during the meditation, I will allow time for questions or comments, but otherwise everyone is muted for now. And why don't you go ahead and just gently close your eyes and give yourself a nice deep breath. And you can go ahead and give yourself another nice deep breath. And as you breathe out, really allow your body to just completely relax into the chair, relax into the sofa. And you can even allow your jaws to hang open a little bit. Ah, throat chakra, TMJ problems. Does anyone grind their teeth? Does anyone wake up with like a sore jaw? Does anyone's jaws click? Well, if you say yes to any of the above, that means that there is energy stored and or locked into the throat chakra area. So this is a good workshop to be in. I grind my teeth sometimes at nighttime. And my jaw clicks. All right. So you're sitting upright. Your feet are flat on the ground. Your palms are in your laps, in your lap facing upwards. Your eyes are closed. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to create an energetic connection from the base of your spine, which is where your root chakra is, to the very center of the planet. And all you have to do is just visualize either a beam of light or a gigantic root. Yeah, let's work with the root, the root visual. So just picture the base of your spine, and at the base of the spine is the root chakra. Visualize a gigantic root starting right from that chakra and going all the way down into the very center of the planet, where it spreads its roots out, and it just kind of grabs onto the center of the planet, and it anchors you. The idea is that you are anchoring yourself to the planet, and you are using the planet to help you release and process any energy, whether it's yours that you want to let go of, or if it's foreign energy in your space. You're letting the planet help you process out this energy. And if it's a gigantic root that you're using, visualize the inside of that root as being hollow, so that energy just slips or slips and slides right down, almost like it's been oiled on the inside of the root. Just the energy can just slip and slide straight down and into the center of the earth with no effort whatsoever involved. And give yourselves a nice deep breath and blow out. And another way that might make it easier for you to feel into the grounding cord, this big root, is I want you to look, just see your aura. With your eyes closed, just imagine that you are sitting inside of an egg-shaped aura that goes above you, below you, in front of you, on the left and the right side. So you're sitting inside of your aura. And your aura, when it goes down below your feet, it actually ends up flowing into the root chakra. So it's as if, you know, 2 or 3 feet below your feet, this big egg just kind of sweeps right into that grounding cord. And the idea is, as you go through this workshop, that all these little bits and pieces of energy that are not yours, or bits and pieces of old energy that was yours that needs to be recycled and processed out, it's just going to kind of start floating down the aura, and it'll drain right into that grounding cord, that big root. And even though we're going to be working on the throat chakra today, we're going to be looking at it from the center of your head. So the center of your head, it's a slightly different space than your sixth chakra, which is your clairvoyant space. The center of your head is behind your sixth chakra. So if you kind of take your finger and you put it right between your eyebrows, and you visualize your finger going maybe 2 or 3 inches right into your head, that's where the center of your head is. The center of your head is a neutral viewing space. It's a place where you can just look without any judgment, without any preconceptions of what you're going to see. So I want you all just to be right behind your eyes in the center of your head. And in the center of your head, I want you to see the color orange, pumpkin orange. And now look for lemon yellow, lime green, bubblegum pink. Red. Dark evergreen. Brown. And now just let yourself visualize as if it's a TV screen or a video monitor. And whatever color is your video monitor color, let it be that color in the center of your head. Good. So during tonight's telemed, always be sure to remind yourself, oh, am I in the center of my head? And if you find yourself in different parts of your body, or if you find yourself kind of trailing away, thinking about, you know, your household responsibilities or your job, just go, oh, wait, I have to come back into the center of my head. This is your office. This is your meditation space. This is your meditation office, the center of your head. You can take it with you wherever you go. It's very portable. All right, and give yourselves a nice deep breath and blow it out, and then just smile, because after all, we are working on the throat chakra today, and the throat chakra is related to the mouth, and we use our mouths to smile. So give yourself permission to smile right now, a nice big smile. Good. All right. And the next thing that we do in order to get ourselves into a deeper meditation space is we start to turn our chakras down. So our chakras have, you know, open and closed. They're like volume controls. You can just visualize each chakra with a volume control on it. And we're going to start with the first chakra, the root chakra. And I want you to turn it all the way down to about, leave it only about 10% open. And now turn the second chakra all the way down till it's only about 10% open. And now turn your third chakra, which is the solar plexus area, turn that chakra down till it's 70% open. And the reason for turning them down is so that more energy flows into the upper chakras, and the chakras 4 through 7 are considered the more spiritual chakras. The lower three, the first, second, and third, those are considered body chakras. And since we're working right now primarily with spirit, or we're focusing on spirit, we want to allow more energy to flow into the higher chakras so that there is quicker movement of energy, so that we clear stuff faster. Okay. All right. So from the time that all of you signed up for the workshop, you have been processing energy. Energy works with intention. So by you intending to take the workshop, you sent a signal to your spirit that you wanted to start processing whatever energy is interfering with you and finding your voice. So before we get into the meaty part of the workshop, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to all to create a sponge and just put that sponge out in front of you and allow this sponge to pull out of your space any energy that you've already been processing, anything that got, any button that got pushed from the moment you decided to start to take the workshop. Just allow all of that energy that you've already been processing, both in your waking day and at nighttime, allow all of that energy to come out of your space and flow right into the sponge. And I specifically mentioned at nighttime during dream time because some people process a lot when they are sleeping. And you may be aware of that. If you remember your dreams, you might find that you were having dreams that somehow were related to your voice, you know, either saying too much or saying too little, or dreams where you can't speak or you see something about to happen and you scream but no sound comes out. Sometimes people process their energy more in their dream state than in their walking around, because you're walking around space, you're not really thinking about meditating. You're busy doing the things you need to do for life. So you end up processing a lot of it out of your space in your dreams. So just let that sponge continue to absorb everything that got activated before you picked up the phone this evening. So between the time you responded to the email and the time that you picked up the phone this evening, let all of that activated material just flow right into the sponge. And then take that sponge and dump it straight down your grounding cord. All right. Give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow out. All right, so regarding the throat chakra, so the primary function of the throat chakra is your communication space, communicating with yourself and communicating with others. You could say that it's also communicating with the Supreme Being, but I see that communication space more being from the seventh chakra, so I'm just going to talk about your communication with yourself and your communication with others. And I am going to start by having you create a sponge and put it out in front of you. And hopefully you're still in the center of your head behind your eyes. And you're looking at that sponge. So I am going to just start rattling off a couple of phrases, some phrases where we've been invalidated in our throat chakras. Our communication has been invalidated by other people. So I'm just going to say things, and whatever you feel, whatever button within you gets pushed, just let that energy flow out of you and flow right into that sponge. Okay? All right. So, has anyone ever said, you talk too much? Have you ever been called a chatty Kathy? Has anyone ever said, oh my goodness, this person has this diarrhea of the mouth? So have you ever been accused of just talking too much? Were you one of those children who got really low grade on your report card for behavior? Oh, I think the word was conduct. You know, I went to a Catholic grammar school, and they had a grading for conduct. So did you receive a low conduct grade because you were talking too much in class? Just allow all that energy to come out of your space and smile. This is supposed to be fun. You're letting go of all the pain. You're not holding on to it. You're letting go. So it's a happy occasion. Have you ever been accused of saying silly things? Oh, she's so silly. Oh, she's just making things up. Oh, you're just dumb. Have you ever told someone something in total seriousness and they just thought you were being ridiculous? Have you ever told anyone about your dream, about your passion in life, only to be met with criticism, rejection, or a blank stare, no response whatsoever? Just let the energy flow out of your space and into that sponge. And take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And create a brand new sponge and place it out in front of you. Now this sponge is going to absorb all of the times that you were called a liar. Ooh. Oh, you're a liar. You lied. How could you have lied? How could you lie to me? All the times that someone called you a liar. And it doesn't really even have to be whether it was true, whether you were lying or you weren't lying, because sometimes you don't know what the truth is. So you're saying something, and then later on it turns out that you were wrong. But the other person thinks that you lied, that it was intentional. So they're calling you a liar, yet that was not your intention, because at the time you thought you were speaking the truth. So anytime someone called you a liar, let that energy come out. Anytime when you said something that people did not believe, that they just didn't believe you, and therefore they called you a liar. Here's a perfect example. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she mentioned the whole Catholic priest situation. There was a Catholic priest, I believe it was a Catholic priest in California. It was a bishop in California. They found out that one of their priests was molesting children. So rather than doing something directly up to stop the priest from molesting children, they started sending the priest to different parishes. And every time that the issue started to rear its ugly head, they would transfer him to yet another parish. Well, what happened was that some of those children, while they were being molested, they told their parents. But their parents didn't believe them, and they called them liars. They said that they were making it up. They said that they were lying. So let the energy of when people said you were lying and or making something up, let that energy release from your throat chakra and go into the sponge. And what's really, really good about doing this with working the throat chakra in this respect to being called a liar or being told that you were making things up, there will be a lot of energy locked up. If you were a very clairvoyant or clairsentient child that got shut down, because usually, you know, children have no inhibition. They have no inhibition about saying anything until they get shut down. So if you saw an angel you know, or no, let's make it something that's a little not as quite as nice as an angel. Let's say, okay, you saw your grandfather at the foot of your bed, but your grandfather died 5 years ago, and you never knew your grandfather because you were only 4 years old at the time you saw this apparition. Yet you told one of your parents, and your parents are shocked. Well, first of all, your parent is shocked because, oh my God, my child is seeing apparitions. Second of all, because it was your father's father. So all this emotion, this big charge of emotion, comes out at you because you're bringing up pain because your father misses your grandfather. So by you speaking your truth and saying, I saw grandpa at the foot of my bed, wham, you get slammed with the don't say that. You're a liar. You're making things up. You're fibbing energy. So just allow, even if you can't remember anything, I mean, I'd be surprised if you can't remember ever being called a liar, you know. But if you can't remember, just know that this could have been something that you don't have in your conscious memory, that it was so long ago. Just allow the energy to come out and flow into that sponge. Great. Let's see. How about asking questions? Meaning, did anyone ever say, oh, that's a dumb question? So when you asked a question which you really wanted to know the answer to and that you thought it was, you know, an important thing to know, and someone said, oh, that's a dumb question, let that invalidation of your need, let that come out. Let it come out of your space. And how about the phrase, don't question me? So if you ever backtalked to your parents, backtalked to a teacher, backtalked to a religious figure, anyone who is a control or an authority, anyone who saw themselves as being an authority over you, did you ever question them? And then wham, boomerang, they say, don't question me. How dare you ask me? Don't you question me? Not all of that anger. Oh my, their anger came right at you and tried to shut your throat chakra down. Don't question me. Who do you think you are? Don't question me. Just let all that stuff come out and flow into the sponge. And now take that sponge, give it a kiss goodbye, and drop it down your grounding cord. Puff. All right. Give yourself a nice deep breath. Make sure you're still here, present on the call. You're in the center of your head behind your eyes. You have a big smile on your face. Yay! Create another sponge and put it out in front of you. Now, this one has to do with the story, one of the stories I was telling at the beginning of the workshop about secrets, keeping secrets. So this is going to be on both ends. It's going to be when you kept secrets and you didn't want to, or when you wanted to keep secrets to make everyone happy and you didn't and you got in trouble for not keeping the secret. So you're looking at the duality of secrets. When you kept the secret, and for all I know, you might be holding on to a couple of secrets right now, and here's your opportunity to make a decision. Is keeping this secret still a good thing for me? You know, as soon as I saw that, wham, my solar plexus knotted up. I went, oh, what other secrets have I been keeping that I'm not even aware I'm keeping anymore? you know, a family secret, for instance, a family secret of, you know, Aunt Martha is an alcoholic, or cousin Amy, you know, she's been shooting heroin for 15 years. You know, what kinds of secrets have you not spoken? So you've clamped down, you've closed your throat chakra, you've closed your mouth and kept it shut. What kinds of secrets have you been holding in? Let that come out. And all of the energy layered on top of the secrecy. All you have to do right now is just allow yourself to start clearing some of the energy. Doesn't mean you have to get on the telephone and start calling every family member and telling all the secrets. Doesn't mean that. It just means you're giving yourself some space right now to let go of the tension, let go of the cover-up feeling, and you're just giving yourself some space to reevaluate the situation. Let the secrets come out. And now look on the flip side. Where did you, oops, you meant to keep that a secret, and you let it come out. For instance, surprise parties. Oh, my goodness. You know, when did, you know, did you ever mess up and you let it out of the bag. Oops, you let the cat out of the bag. Oh, my God, someone's surprised. Oh, yeah, your surprise birthday party is next week. Oops. Oh, yeah, you're going to be seeing your Uncle Bob because he's going to be coming to your, oh, shoot, your birthday party, your surprise birthday party. So any time when you wanted to keep a secret and it just came out accidentally. Oops. All of those secrets. And then just find some happy forgiveness for yourself. And just let it all flow out into that big sponge. And give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow it out. And reach out and grab that sponge and drop it right down the grounding cord. Watch it slide all the way down till it hits the very bottom. And smile. And give yourself a nice deep breath. Make sure you're not tensing your body up anywhere. If you're tensing your body up, that means that you're in effort. If you're in effort, that's invalidating that you're working with spirit, because spirit knows no effort. Effort is a physical body aspect. Spirit, all you have to do is set your intention with spirit, and spirit works. You don't have to do anything with your physical body when you're working spiritually, so there should be no effort. So if you're finding yourself clenching your solar plexus, clenching your legs, clenching your hands, clenching your jaw, as we're going through this meditation, relax. Go, oh, an effort, and then tell yourself, let go of the effort, and you can even send that effort into that sponge. So let go of any effort right now. Okay. All right, so we're sitting in our chairs, and we are looking at the sponge in front of us. So the next topic I'm going to talk about is gossip. Now, gossip is a really interesting thing in that it's amazingly unfortunate how powerful gossip can be. When gossip spreads, it begins to take on a life of itself. So say that you live in a small community and one person starts gossiping about Bobby Joe. Well, that person gossips about Bobby Joe, and all of a sudden, a little bit of energy starts flowing into Bobby Joe's space. And let's say, we'll just say Bobby Joe's crazy. So one person says Bobby Joe is crazy, and all of a sudden, if you look at Bobby Joe's aura, there's a little dots around him that say he's crazy. And then another person gossips to a third person. And once again, so now you've got three people's energy, little specks all over Bobby Joe that says he's crazy. And then this continues. It just expands, it extrapolates across the entire town until everyone is saying Bobby Joe's crazy. And then all of a sudden you look at Bobby Joe and you can barely see him, his energy anymore, because there's all this other energy surrounding him, all this gossip energy that says Bobby Joe is crazy. Well, if you're walking around with that much energy surrounding you, obscuring your own ability to see yourself clearly, and all that your spirit is hearing or feeling is, Bobby Joe is crazy, Bobby Joe is crazy. If there's one little speck of belief within Bobby Joe, if he ever said to himself, oh my God, I'm just losing my mind, if there's any little bit of doubt in his mind that he could be crazy, then all of those specs stick to that and makes it extremely difficult for him to not start to believe that he's crazy. That's how gossip works. Gossip, just picture it as Post-it notes. Post-it notes just stuck all over somebody. And the flip side of that is if a total stranger was to walk into town and happens to walk up to Bobby Joe, energetically, that person doesn't see Bobby Joe. That person sees all of the gossip Post-it notes that say Bobby Joe is crazy. So all they see is a person standing in front of them with crazy written all over the person's aura. So then a perfect stranger sees Bobby Joe and gets the hit, oh, Bobby Joe is crazy. So that's how gossip works. So what I want you to do is I want you to allow any time that you may have gossiped about somebody else or any time when someone else gossiped about you. And watch out, because when you're doing this, you might discover some gossip that you were clueless to. And I can almost guarantee you that if you were to do this meditation a couple of more times, over the next week, that you will find something that someone said about you that was gossip and that you did not know. And surprise, that was said about you 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So allow yourself to just feel, experience the vibration of gossip, any gossip that you sent out, any gossip that you absorbed that came at you, and just allow it to just choose a color. Choose a color for the gossip that you spread and choose a color for the gossip that came at you, and just visualize both of those colors swirling around and moving out of your aura and going right into that sponge. And that sponge just absorbing, just pulling, effortlessly pulling all of that vibration of gossip out of you and into the sponge. Okay, and take that sponge and drop it all the way down the grounding cord. And bring your attention to the top of your head. And just above your head, I want you to visualize a very large golden sun. This golden sun is full of fresh new life force. So it's really big, 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 at least three times the size of your body. This golden sun above your head, filled with fresh new life force. Just allow this golden sun to drop down until it completely surrounds you, so you're actually sitting in the center of this huge golden sun. And absorb the rays of this sun into you. Just keep absorbing it until all of your chakras are filled up with gold, until your physical body, every atom of your body is filled up with gold, and until the space surrounding you, all layers of your aura are just brimming with gold. And slowly open your eyes. And I am going to All right, so I have unmuted everyone, and what I'd like to do is I have this feature on the conference call which allows people to raise their hands by hitting star and five. So if anyone has any comments or questions, hit star five, and I will call on you, so this way we won't end up talking over each other, which sometimes happens at other times. So if anyone has any questions or comments, let's see. I see a hand raised. Let's see who this is. It looks like, the caller from Monroe, New York, 845 area code. Looks like Teresa. I can't hear you, so I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. Let me try this again. Oh, I know how to do that. Okay. Okay, say something, Teresa. Nope, I still can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yes, okay, so what is your comment or question?
My question has to do with actually all the stuff that we've been doing, and I don't know if this is the right time for the question, but in the beginning when we first did the first one, you said that this is something we can do. How do we know when to do these type of exercises and which chakras to do? Do you do them all, or how do you figure it out?
Okay. You can do any of these meditations anytime you want. These meditations, I've kind of labeled them as first, second, third chakra. But chances are, if you've got a specific energy in your first chakra, you've got similar types of energy in other chakras. So even though I'm saying, okay, you know, with the we're working on the fifth chakra right now, and I was just talking about gossip, for instance. Gossip not only affects your fifth chakra; it can also affect your third, your sense of personal power, because you feel invalidated by the gossip. So. Even though it's primarily a fifth chakra issue, it can also affect other chakras. So any of these meditations can be done just depending on what it is that you want to focus on. And when it comes to working with energy, as long as you set your intention for your healing at the highest possible level, you can't do anything wrong. You can't put yourself in any kind of danger. It's really just a matter of what do you want to heal within yourself, and you can choose, you can spend 5 minutes working your first chakra, 5 minutes working your fifth chakra in the same meditation. These are just samples and different types of guides for your own healing process. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Does anybody else have a question or a comment? All right. Okay, so I am going to mute everyone again. Let's see. Okay, so everyone is muted, and hopefully you're still sitting upright in your chairs with your feet on the ground. And now you go ahead and close your eyes and bring your attention to the center of your head. And put a sponge out in front of you. All right, next topic is we're going to be looking at speaking the truth versus criticism. So it's all in the intention and the neutrality levels. If you're speaking your truth and it appears to be criticism, as long as you're doing it from a place of wanting to help, then it's not a negative event. That's on the giving side. So if you're ever giving criticism to someone, you know, constructive criticism, if you're giving someone constructive criticism, as long as you're doing it from the place of you're really, really actually wanting to help this person and you're doing it from a neutral space, you're just offering information to them, that does not create a negative backlash. So sometimes when people are receiving the criticism, they will send energy at you to shut you up because they don't want to hear any negative criticism. And sometimes that sticks. So here's your opportunity to let any of that sticky energy come out of your throat and go into the sponge. Now, on the receiving end, when you're the person receiving the constructive criticism, picture it as, did that person really, was that person's intention really to help you or to hurt you? And if that person's energy was meant to hurt you, chances are some other energy came into your space. So just allow yourself, any time that someone said something to you that was meant to be constructive criticism, but you didn't take it that way, allow that pain to come out. And the other part of this is when someone is giving you constructive criticism and they really are doing it from a neutral space, sometimes on your end, on the receiver's end, if there is a previous invalidation, you might interpret this new criticism as being, oh, criticism, they're trying to hurt me, when in reality, you're just reliving the last time someone criticized you along those same lines. So either of those ways, there is some energy that got some button that got pushed. So just give yourself some time. Think about times when you've given constructive criticism and it was taken the wrong way. And when you received constructive criticism that was either charged or that pushed an existing button within you. Allow that to come out and flow into the sponge. Okay, and I think we'll leave that sponge up for now, unless, of course, you think that yours is already too full and you want to send it down the grounding cord, go right ahead. Just make sure that you've created a new one and put it out in front of you for the next topic. Oh, boy. actually the next topic, there still will still be some energy coming out of your space, but the next topic has to do with how can you improve your communication with other people. So there is a technique, and I call them cords, communication cords. Cords are connection points between you and another person. So, for instance, say I want to talk to my mother, and she's having a hard time hearing me. Energetically, what I can do is I can sit down, get into a meditative place, and visualize a beam of energy coming from my throat chakra and going to her throat chakra. This is what I call a communication cord. Communication cords can be created between any chakra. So you can have a communication cord going from your fifth chakra to someone's second chakra, or someone's second chakra to someone else's second chakra, or from the heart chakra to a person's second chakra. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the communication cord between our throat chakra and someone else's. So I want you to choose one person that you would like to communicate with. And it could be the person is either dead or alive. It doesn't have to be someone alive. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone that you're having a hard time communicating with. You could just play around and have some fun with this. Or if there is someone that you want to clear some communication with, go ahead and use them. But try and keep this light and try and keep it fun, because light and fun is a higher vibration, and therefore the energy will move and will clear faster. So choose one person, and if you'd like, just visualize them as if they were sitting in front of you. And choose a soothing color. Choose a color that feels really good to you. It doesn't have to be soothing. It could be vibrant and full of life, or it could be very calm. Whatever color that makes you feel, that feels appropriate to you to communicate with this person, turn that communication cord that color. Now, what this does is it creates a connection between you and the person you're communicating with. And what you do, it's a very simple tool. All you do is whatever you want to communicate to this person, you say it. You just say it to them right now. If you want, you can say it out loud. You don't have to say it out loud because this is energy. But just go ahead and what do you want to say to this person? What else do you want to say to this person? And now these communication cords flow both ways. So now ask the other person, is there something that you want to tell me? Is there something you want me to know? Okay. Now, if you received an answer, that's great. If you didn't, that's also okay because your spirit received an answer. Simply by setting your intention to receive an answer, you received an answer. So the communication cord is designed to assist you in communicating with another person. It's a way, it's almost just like a way to target the other person so that the communication can be clearer. Now, these cords of communication, these are meant to be temporary cords. So what I'd like you to do is if you feel complete, go ahead and just dissolve this cord. Just let it completely dissolve away. And the idea is this. These are meant to only be temporary cords. It's kind of like you're tuning into somebody. You're kind of holding them. It's almost literally as if you're putting your hand on their shoulder and communicating something to them. And then you take your hand off their shoulder, and it's giving them more space. It's giving them more freedom. It's giving them their space back. So if you leave these cords there, you're going to be hooked into that person. That person is going to be hooked into you. And it ends up being a level of control. So you don't want to leave a communication cord in for any length of time beyond what you're using it for at that moment. Because otherwise it becomes a control type device. And, you know, if you create a communication cord and then you forget to dissolve, to destroy the communication cord once you're done using it, it's going to, you're going to start hearing conversations. You're going to be absorbing energy from that other person and what's happening with that other person. And that's not a good thing. I'm just wanting to really stress that these cords are only to concentrate and focalize the communication between you and another person or another spirit, and that they are only meant to be temporary. And if they are left for any length of time, that becomes a controlling type of thing. So you don't want that there. Okay? All right. Give yourself a nice deep breath. Blow it out. And smile. And say cheese. Cheese. All right. Next thing I'd like to do is I would like to focus on some past lifetime energy. And I got to tell you, I had some fun when I was sitting down writing up the notes for this workshop. I had some fun thinking about past life deaths. Like how could you die in relationship to your throat? So everyone create a sponge out in front of you. Oh, actually, that other sponge should still be there. So you can leave the other sponge there. And I'm just going to rattle off a couple of a few different ways of dying in past lifetimes that involved your throat and or speaking the truth or speaking your voice, having your voice be heard. So the first one, beheading. How many lifetimes have you been beheaded? You know what I found myself doing this afternoon? I found myself at my kitchen table, and I had this, it was like an upside-down cork or something. Like, not a cork. It was actually bigger than a cork. It was this kind of like a funnel-shaped. And I turned it upside down, and I just kind of like leaned forward and put my chin on it. And I realized that my neck was like in that same exact position of when someone's being beheaded. It was really weird. It was like all this was subconsciously in my head, and there is my neck leaning. There I am leaning across my kitchen table with my head at just the right angle, my neck at just the right angle for beheading. So I know that I've been beheaded at least once, probably twice. So any energy around being beheaded in a past lifetime, let that energy just come right out of your space. And if you think that you've never been beheaded, that's definitely a possibility. But I'm not just talking about the standard beheadings, you know, like the French Revolution with the guillotine. I'm also talking about when you were beheaded in tribal fighting. You know, you could have gotten beheaded with a sword. You could have gotten beheaded by some freak accident when you fell off a cliff. So any kind of time where your throat literally just got sliced right through and you were dead. All right, so that's beheading. Next one, choking, and I mean this choking, I mean choking on something. I would be surprised if there's anyone over the age of 20 who's never choked on something, even just for a short period of time. So choking, how many lifetimes did you die because you were choking on something? Choking as a child, choking as an adult, chewing on a big piece of meat, just a death from choking on an object. It could even have been, unfortunately, something gruesome like choking on your own saliva, choking on your own blood, choking on your own vomit, Oh, here's some these wonderful things that everybody talks about in these tall seminars. So choking, let any energy, past, present, and even future, hello, there's also future lifetimes, so that you won't have to choke in a future lifetime. There's an interesting idea. So let the energy, past, present, or future of choking on an object, just let that come out and go into that sponge. No effort. It's just going to come out. And if you want to choose a color for each of these conditions that I'm talking about, it might make it easier for you to visualize. Go right ahead and do that. All right. So choking again, but this time it's being choked by an outside source. Being choked by an outside source. That source could be someone else choking you with their bare hands. That source could be a hanging, or you hung from a noose. Could you have gotten your head stuck between two posts or something like that? Some strange, odd type of choking where you just got stuck and you choked. It's funny, I had totally forgot about the hanging until just now. All right, let that energy flow out. Let's see, regarding speaking your truth, sometimes when you spoke your truth in a past lifetime and the king or queen or some other noble didn't like what you said, you got your tongue cut out. Ah, yes, so the tongue, yes, it is part of the fifth chakra system. So any time when you had your tongue cut out, any lifetime where you were a mute, any lifetime where you didn't speak the language and you struggled and you stuttered, ooh, stuttering, any lifetime where you couldn't speak the language, any lifetime where you had a stuttering problem, lifetimes where you had your tongue cut out, lifetimes where you had severe dental problems that just caused so much pain. Let all the energy come out. And smile. I know this is getting heavy, but smile. It's okay. You're still alive. And tell your body right now, body, you're safe. Body, I'm safe. I'm just sitting in a chair in my room, in my home, and I am 100% safe. Because the body might be freaking out. You might find yourself fidgeting right now. That's the body saying, oh, my God, don't you kill me again. Don't get killed again. Don't do something stupid. That's the body twitching and freaking out because the body, its connection, the body's connection to the spirit is the body's getting a little afraid because the spirit's processing all these deaths, these times when you died or when you had severe, when you had problems as a result of your throat and your mouth and speaking. So just let the energy come out and breathe. And how about a lifetime? How about lifetimes where you died because you were shunned from your community? You said something that you shouldn't have said, that you spoke up, you wanted to tell the truth, and the truth went against the local customs and mores, and you got shunned. And as a result of being shunned, you died from exposure to the elements. So lifetimes when you spoke your truth and you were shunned and death resulted. Let that all come out. How about, and this is more of just the pain from the memory, how about lifetimes as religious lifetimes where you chose silence? Where you chose to give up your ability to speak. And there also may have been religious lifetimes where your only option was give up your ability to speak, or you were imprisoned or put to death. So let go of any energy associated with religious lifetimes where you were not talking, or you either gave up your right to speak, or you had to, you were forced, you were coerced into giving up your right to speak. Let it all come out. Choose a color for that vibration. Watch it flow out of you and into the sponge. And then the last one for this section is, were you ever forced to lie in order to save your life? And any repercussions from that? So the lie may have meant other people died, for instance. Or the lie, which was meant to save your life, ended up causing more grief in your life, and it was almost like you had wished you had just told the truth and gotten it over with at one time. So anytime you said something and it completely shifted, it completely altered the course of that lifetime. Just allow the energy from that experience to release from your space. Oh, and there's one more part to this. So regarding those lifetimes, regarding the silence, the choosing not to speak, or lifetimes of silence, we're going to look at the opposite aspect of that. Look for any lifetimes when you were the perpetrator of these measures of silence. So you were the perpetrator and not the victim. Were you ever complicit in forcing anyone else to be silenced? Because by doing that, that affects your throat chakra. So were you ever the perpetrator? Were you ever complicit in silencing other people? So what you were doing was you were negating their communication space. And if you're negating someone else's communication space, we're all mirrors of each other. We're all part of the same light. So if you negate someone else's communication space, you are effectively negating your own. All right. And just find some forgiveness for yourself. Hopefully in this lifetime you're not someone from the Spanish Inquisition. You know, you left that lifetime where it was and you progressed. So just find some forgiveness for yourself and continue. And allow all the energy to come out of your space. and flow into that sponge. And then take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow out. And I know that we're covering quite a bit of material here. So hopefully you're hanging in there. And the next thing, the next thing we're going to look at is the physical parts that relate to the throat chakra. So regarding the throat chakra, the gland that's associated with that is the thyroid. So people with illnesses of the thyroid, such as Graves' disease, they would benefit from clearing on a regular basis any energy that gets built up in their throat chakra. So create a rose out in front of you, and whether or not you have thyroid illness, I'm just going to list off, I'm just going to kind of rattle off the different parts of the body that are associated with the throat chakra, and allow any energy that is lodged in there to just gently come out and flow out into the sponge. So the first is the thyroid gland. Some people carry the DNA or the genes of thyroid-related illnesses. You may not even know it. It might be four generations back, and then it might be waiting to rear its ugly head within you. So even if you have no awareness or knowledge of thyroid illness in the family, just say hello to your thyroid gland. Just send it a nice hello. Hello, thyroid. And if you want, you can actually take that sponge, pull that sponge out, and start swishing the sponge around your thyroid. Just give it a good swish. And now take that sponge, and we're going to clear out the clairaudient channels. So the clairaudient channels are part of your fifth chakra. And the clairaudient channels actually are not the same as your ear channels. They are slightly below. I would say they're probably about an inch below your ear channels. That's where your clairaudient channels are. The clairaudient channels enable you to hear spirit. So there might be a spirit standing next to you, it says something, and you hear it, and it feels like you are hearing it with your physical hearing. Someone else might be standing right in front of you, and they may not hear it. So it all has to do with your level of ability with your clairaudience. And also if your clairaudience is open or closed to communication. I know my personal experience is that unfortunately, the few times that I had some clairaudient experiences, they were scary, and I shut it down, and I've been slowly opening it up. I've been working with angels recently, and I've been telling them to say hello to me so that I'll at least have something positive to work with as opposed to the negative energies working with me clairaudiently. So your clairaudient channels, they're located about an inch below your physical ear channels are. And in addition to the clairaudient channels and your thyroid, you also have your larynx, so your voice box. The voice box can absorb energy. And also what's beautiful about the voice box is that some people who are really, really tuned in to spirit, it's almost like they have the ability to bring the vibration through their body, through their voice box, and out through their voice, so that their voice and or their singing voice is healing in itself. It carries a quality of vibration that is healing in itself. And the creative channels, we have creative channels that flow through our arms and come out of the small little chakras in our palms. These creative channels actually, they branch off from the throat chakra. So visualize your throat chakra branching off and flowing into the shoulders and then into the upper arms, all the way through the arms and then out through the palm chakras. These are called your creative channels. They assist you in creating. We have several different ways of creating or several different places that we can create from. The creative channels in the arms, I kind of see them as a secondary creation source. So a branch of some of your energy flows out of the throat chakra into the shoulders, into the upper arms, and it flows straight through the forearms and out through the palms of your hands. This is part, the creative channels, the flow of energy is part of the throat chakra. And it's very interesting when you think about how certain nationalities use their hands very expressively when they are communicating with people. Isn't it interesting? So you've got your throat chakra, and then you've got the creative channels that flow from the throat chakra into the arms, and you have all of these nationalities, say, for instance, Italian nationality, that uses their hands a lot. They do lots of gestures when they're talking, when they're communicating. Creative communication. All right. So any other energy, just you can either take that sponge. If you want, you can take the sponge and run it through those creative channels in your arms, and you can rub down the larynx, the voice box as well, and you can kind of do some little streaks where your clairaudient channels are below your ears, and they kind of flow down. The clairaudient channels start about an inch below your ears, and they flow down, and they hook onto the sides of your fifth chakra. If that's a, I hope that provides a good enough visual for you. Okay. Take that sponge and throw it down your grounding cord. All right. So from the center of your head, behind your eyes, I just want you to kind of visualize a big video monitor in front of you. And on this video monitor, what we're going to do is we're going to look at our communication space. So I want you to just set the intention that you're going to look at your communication space and you're going to see what it looks like. So just allow any image whatsoever to form on that video screen in front of you. See if there's a color, if there's a shape, if you see words, if you don't see anything, are you feeling any emotions? So just allow whatever your concept, whatever you experience as your communication space, just allow that to show up on this video screen in front of you. Now, now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine you've got a squeegee, and I just want you to squeegee everything off of that video right now. So everything that you're visualizing as your communication space, I just want you to wipe it off. Okay, so you have a nice clean slate is the idea. You've got a nice clean slate right now. So I want you to, we're going to reset your communication space vibration. And I want you to choose words, feelings, expressions for yourself and post-it note or just paste them up on the screen. So, for instance, my communication space has the phrase validation. has love, clear, honest communication, valid information. Just find a whole series of words or concepts that you want to reset your communication space at right now in present time. Do you want to have amusement in your communication with others, your communication with yourself? Do you want honesty, sincerity? Do you want compassion in your communication space? Do you want to be more neutral? Do you want neutrality in your communication space? How do you want to feel when you relate to someone else? How do you want to feel when someone else relates to you? Do you want easeful communication? Who do you want to communicate with? For instance, I'm interested in communicating more with angels right now. Do you want to communicate more with angels? Do you want to communicate more with your spirit guides? Do you want to communicate more with spirit in general? Do you want to communicate with deceased relatives? Who do you want to communicate with? Do you want animal communication? Do you want to improve your ability to communicate with your pets and other animals? Is there a color that feels really good to you? Put that color into your communication space. Do you want to sing more? Do you want to hum more? Do you want to chant more? Set the intention. Yes, in my communication space, I want there to be more humming, more chanting, more spontaneous singing. By the way, those are three great ways of opening up your throat chakra and keeping it open, is chanting, humming, and singing. And now I want you to ask the Supreme Being to give a blessing to your newly updated communication space. And you can do this by just visualizing goals coming from the top and just filling in that screen out in front of you with all of your newly updated desires and wishes for your communication with yourself and with others. And just remember to thank the Supreme Being for giving you this blessing. And I want you just to say to yourself, I would like my Akashic Record Keeper to come down and make a copy of my newly updated communication space and take that copy back and file it in my Akashic Records for safekeeping. Okay, and we're going to create a very large golden sun above our heads like we did earlier today. Make sure the golden sun is at least three times as big as you and your aura. And we're going to put a magnet right smack in the middle of this golden sun. And this magnet calls back your energy from anywhere in the past, present, or future where you have left it. They're calling your energy back. And when you call it back to you, it's already been refined by the universe. So you're never getting back any unhappy, unpleasant energy. It's always clean, refreshed, rejuvenated energy that you're calling back into the magnet in the center of the golden sun. And now bring that sun with the magnet down and let that magnet go straight to the heart chakra and allow it to diffuse outwards from the heart chakra into the rest of you till it gets to the very edges of your aura. And then absorb that golden sun into your chakras, your physical body, into your emotional body, into your mental body, into your spirit, and then completely filling up your aura all the way down below you, behind you, above you, and on your left and your right sides, so that now you are sitting complete within a golden bubble of fresh new life force and your own renewed energy. And give yourself a nice deep breath and blow out. And open your eyes. And I'm going to unmute everyone. And I just want to make announcements that the next telemed, which is going to be on the sixth chakra, is scheduled for Tuesday, December 11th. And this coming Sunday, December 2nd, I'm going to be at a fair in Sacramento. For any of you that are close enough to Sacramento, I will be there this coming Sunday. And if anyone has any comments or questions, go right ahead. Otherwise, thank you all for your time. I know I ran a little bit over time. Thank you for your patience. But if anyone has comments or questions, please feel free to ask.
Marie, I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Lupe.
Uh-huh. Hi, Lupe.
Hi. When we had the sun come down, I felt like I was choking, I was sneezing, and I wanted to cough. So something got cleared up there.
Yeah, whenever there is a physical reaction to energy, I see it as validation. It means that you are consciously, you're bringing into your conscious awareness the fact that there is energy that you are working on right now. So even sneezing, coughing is that's a huge one. Coughing, especially if you're working on the throat chakra, that's a lot of information right there. It says that you're clearing something, that there might be a little bit of resistance there, but you are consciously working on it, so that's a great validation.
Oh yeah, it was
good for you.
I wanted to cough and sneeze at the same time. Out of there really fast.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Anyone else with any comments or questions? All right. Okay. Well, thank everyone for participating in the telemed this evening. And I will hopefully see you all or speak to you all sometime in December. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye so much. Good night.
Bye. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.